a lot of musicians who always have something on the go, but few quite stack up like Vin Buchanan Simpson. At any given time, he's working on multiple of his own projects, running his new micro label and operating a home studio, plus studying and working too. He was back in town last month. We got to catch up and talk all about his brand new project, Glasnost. You have made a brief return to WA. Is it nice to be... Do you still call this home? Is it nice to be here?
Yeah, it is really, really nice to be here. And yes, yeah, I guess I really do. It's interesting because, you know, you live in a place... I've been living in Melbourne since, like, 2018 now, so I do definitely have, like, friends over there and connections over there, and that definitely feels like home as well. But, yeah, it's been a bit... bittersweet coming back this time. I'm not gonna lie. I think it's been nearly 2 years since I came back. So, yeah, you do forget how special this place is, and it's funny. There is that truth to it. Like, I know you slip right back in. You know,
well, you do. I mean, like, we don't want to make it sound sort of jaded or whatever, but like not much changes in a good way.
In a good way. Well, in saying that, it's like I come back and there's always like new bars and new things happening. I guess it's easier to see with like, you know, the benefit of like, you know, being away from the place. But you are right. There is definitely like, you know, a very, very comfortable consistency that comes with Fremantle and Perth,
which makes it all the more harder to leave again.
It does, yeah. So yeah. I'm back in 2 days, back tomorrow, and I'm not really
staring
ready to
down
go.
The barrel of that. I'm sure you'll be fine.
I will be fine. Yeah,
you can always come home as well.
Yes.
Let's talk about this new project. How do I say? Is it Glasnost?
Glasnost. I believe, yeah.
And it's an interesting one. It comes at an interesting time because for folks who don't know, Hideous Sun Demon is not a band anymore.
No. So, yeah, I don't think we've really announced anything, like, officially. But, yeah, I'm hoping that there's some listeners out there that might know or remember or care about Sun Demon. But, yeah, unfortunately, we're not a thing anymore. But the positive side of it is I've got a new project, which is effectively, in a similar sort of vein. So I'm still making, you know, erratic punk music,
It kind of like picks up where Sun Demon left off. For sure.
I mean, I was writing with those guys for a long time, and I think you do reach a point where I feel like I'd said everything I wanted to say in that band.
Sure.
to be fair, I still love, like, I call it punk music with. Even though I think, it's a very general sort of, like, umbrella.
Yeah. I want to dive into the sound of it a bit more in a moment, but this is, like, distinctively a solo project.
Well, in terms of writing and that sort of thing, it definitely is. I'm in the process of getting a live band together for it. It is, like... I found over the last, like, few years, becoming more confident as a songwriter, that, like, I think I work better, like, writing by myself, just because you can get ideas out a lot quicker and a lot more, in a much more cohesive sort of manner. That's not to, poo-poo anyone that, like, I've written with in the past or anything like that, but it's just, like, I find that when I write in a collaborative sort of thing, it can sometimes get a bit cluttered. Like, you know, ideas can sometimes get, like, a little bit diluted from what they originally were. I definitely like writing by myself. I've got a studio back at home now, so, like, a fully set-up studio where I can basically effectively record and mix everything that I need to from home. So it just... The whole process of it's just, like, a lot more productive.
There's something to be said about the ability to roll out of bed and then just start...
I'm very fortunate to have it. I always feel like I don't do it enough, but I guess I think I do.
I think you do, because there's already an EP from Glasnost.
There's another one coming and another one coming already.
I think you're productive enough.
I should be okay.
I had to sort of look up this term, and I didn't really need to look far, because you give a definition in one of the songs, the song that rounds out this new EP. You've adopted, like, this... British accent?
Yeah, my dad's not a big fan of it. And
getting your Jason Williamson on.
He was like, are you sure you're like because I was like, yeah, I guess it kind of does have a Sleaford Mods thing. And he's just like, you're just ripping off Sleaford Mods. And no, yes,
that's so
but
brutal
no.
for your own dad to say that to you.
Look, he doesn't beat around the bush, which I do appreciate. But no, I think at the time I was just, me and my partner had a period where we thought it was really funny to just talk in obnoxious northern English accents all the time. But yeah, it's that song's, I guess, kind of me taking the piss out of myself in terms of like how I see, you know, songwriting and the creative process and that sort of thing. It's easy to get like, you know, a little bit cynical about like, you know, certain aspects of the way that the music industry works and certain aspects of the way that like, you know, being a, you know, poor creative, you know, being, you know, how that lifestyle could be, but like, it's definitely taking kind of the piss out of me and some of the things that like, you know, some of the thoughts that like, you know, go through my head. But you know, it's a bit silly as well, but I think the music to it is, the music's not so silly. The music's a lot more sincere.
The music's great. We're catching up this morning with Vin Buchanan Simpson. Back in town briefly,
yes.
Except when you'll be hearing this, it is much more in the future. We're talking about Glasnost, one of Vin's new projects, the Weltschmerz.
Weltschmerz.
Thank you.
Yeah.
EP is out in the world. You said that this is like a continuation of sorts of Hideous Sun Demon, and I definitely hear that there's like this synth punk thing that I don't think you'll ever be able to shake.
No, it's I don't know what it is. It's I guess it's the erratic, hectic nature of the music seems to like, you know, just
follow you.
Yeah.
I feel like though, like it, particularly in the opening track of this EP, it is far more menacing.
Cool. Good.
Is that the aim?
That song in particular. I wanted it to have a intimidating sort of quality to it. It was inspired by like a lot of bands I like, namely like Low Life and Diat and Clock of Time, Power Plant. A lot of bands that like, you know, utilize that kind of like synth punk sort of thing, but with a very like, I don't know. Kind of got a brutal quality. I don't use that word a lot.
Yeah, no, I feel like that's on the money. But then, you know, as soon as you switch into the single that we've already received, Be The Movement, it's almost like this David Byrne-esque style vocal.
Cool. I like that as well.
We've just come to pump your tyres up this morning.
No, thank you. I need it. I love David Byrne. I think what I was actually... I was trying to like channel like a kind of like Marky Smith sort of like, I guess, in the lyrical content and that sort of thing. But yeah, I've always loved David Byrne. So yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if that kind of subconsciously came through as an influence. But yeah.
Do you feel like, or do you ever describe your own stuff as theatrical? Or have you ever thought about it like that?
I don't know. I think it's just what comes out kind of naturally. I wouldn't say I'm necessarily a theatrical person either, but like I do like performing, and I do like adopting, I guess, like sort of, what do you call them, characters or something like that. Like I definitely like trying to like,
you like fully embody the song.
Yeah, try and bring across like, you know, the the atmosphere of the song or the lyrical content. As you said, like I do try and embody it. Yeah, people think it's theatrical. That's cool.
Well, that leads me into my next question, which is for people who've seen you perform live in any of your outfits, it is quite a lively, energetic, and there's a lot of movement going on. I know that you're getting a live band together, but is this going to be a thing where you're restricted behind a synth or something, or are you going to be able to move freely?
So that's what I'm still working out. if you listen to the, like, when people listen to the EP, you'll notice there's, like, you know, there's some songs, and even, like, with the stuff I'm writing now, some songs... You know, it might just be like two guitars. Some songs have like, you know, 10 synthesizers. So what I'm in the process of now is like, how do you logistically turn that into a live, into a live project? But no, I definitely want to keep the I like being a frontman. You know what I mean? And I really get a kick out of like, you know, that element of performing. So yeah, like I might be playing synth in some parts, but I'm definitely not going to be. You know, glued to a keyboard or anything like that. I'm going to be moving around.
Still performing.
Yeah, and it's funny with that, like with being a performer, like, or like a frontman. Like, again, like I get, like, you know, that there is like a very lively, maybe theatrical element to it. But like that's always just kind of like when I first started being a frontman, like it was just like the thing that just felt kind of natural to do. It's like, you know, I just see it as just like a natural response to the like an extension of the music itself, if that's not a overly...
No, I understand.
So, I'm definitely going to be... Whatever I do on stage in the past, I'm definitely going to be doing more of that because otherwise I'd get bored.
There will be movement.
There will be a lot, whole lot. Yes. Nice.
On RTRFM, you're listening into a conversation with Vincent Buchanan Simpson. Now talking all about his brand new project, Glasnost. We're going to take a track from it. We talked a bit about it there. The opening track to the EP, it is menacing, it is angry. It's Vincentus Revoltus. Part two of that combo on the way next on The Sound Alternative. Now, the other exciting thing is that this new project also signifies the start of your own micro label. Tell us about Cruel City Records.
Cruel City Records, yay. So this is the debut release for a label. It is a micro label. It's going to be very modest, especially to begin with. So it started out because I have a, kind of almost masochistic tendency to, give myself a lot of projects and, it's like, I'll write a batch of songs, be like, I could just put this out on a terrible signal. I just could put this out on a Glasnost, but no, I'm just gonna start a new thing and call it something else. So I guess initially, and one of the purposes is so that I can have like an umbrella sort of label to put everything else under. But I've also got a lot of mates who write really, really good music, and I really want to give that an avenue to put that out. So we're going to be starting out with, small runs of cassettes, and eventually hopefully move, if business goes well, hopefully I'm going to be able to, like, you know, start doing vinyl and that sort of thing as well. So, yeah. So I've got, like, 3 EPs of Glasnost that I'm going to try and put out over the next year. Another Terrible Signal EP. I'm working on my mate, Will, has really, really cool kind of, like, modern dance post-punky kind of thing called High Control Group that we're working on an EP for now. My partner Sid has she's a very, very talented songwriter, does a lot of different stuff. We're working on a record for her now as well. So, I mean, I do have a habit of committing to a lot of things at once. So we'll see, like, you know, how smoothly and how consistently these releases come out. But, like, yeah, I'm already working on a lot.
Yeah, this is the year that you wear the artist, performer, producer and label manager.
Yes. Well, it's that uni and lifting furniture.
Holding all the things.
Definitely holding it together.
you touched on there about Terrible Signal, and I just want to end by touching base on Terrible Signal and your other project, which I still don't know how to say the name of.
It's just ugh.
Okay. Tell me what's going on with these two projects.
So Terrible Signal, I've really got to go back and look at everything I got. I've got, like, more than an album's worth of stuff, maybe 2 albums worth of stuff. So once I put out the second Glasnost release, I'm just going to go back, I'm going to mix everything, either do like a record and EP for Terrible Signal, depending on how strong I think the songs are, like, you know, how much of it, how many of the tracks I reckon are worth putting out. Should probably start gigging with that band again as well. But yeah, so another record should be out within the next 12 months, hopefully sooner. And that's just like a project, like, you know, anything that I do that's kind of, like, you know, off kilter, like, you know, I could just, you know, it's like a no pressure sort of project. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So that, yeah, I'm probably going to put out an EP of that as well sometime soon. I know I'm talking very vaguely, but, like, yeah, these are all just, like, things that I've got, like, brewing away in the back of my mind constantly.
I just have, like, an image of you with multiple hard drives stacked up behind you.
It is something like that, and yeah. It's very cluttered, but you know, I get stuff done. So yeah, I'm really, really excited for this year because yeah, this is like the first taste of a lot of stuff that I've been working on.
Well, I'm really excited as well.
Thanks, Tay.
Till then though, we do have the brand new and the debut EP from Glasnost. It is Weltschmerz.
Weltschmerz.
Yeah, I believe
means the general weight of the world, like, you know, the general, and it's also, like, you know, someone was telling me, I really should know these things if I'm going to name my name my releases after, you know, words and languages I don't speak. But apparently it's like the feeling of discontent you might get, like, you know, with what you expect life to be versus, you know, how, you know.
Expectation versus reality.
Expectation versus reality. Thank you for summarising that.
All right, we're going to take a track from it right now. But, Vin, it's always such a pleasure to have you home. Thanks for dropping by.
It's such a pleasure as well. Thank you so much, Taylor.
On RTRFM, listening in to Conversation with Vin Buchanan-Simpson there, talking all about his brand new project, Glasnost.